is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer, offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the magical world of numbers. Thanks for being with me one more time. You know, here we are in the middle of June, and wherever you are, I'm sure it's quite warm, even hot, because here in Colorado, in the Denver area, it's in the 90s, and for us, that is like tropical. But the wonderful thing is that we don't have high humidity. Even though I never go out in the sun, because I want to be beautiful in my older years, nevertheless, it is indeed magical weather. I am your host, Elizabeth Summers. I'm an esoteric numerologer, a numerologer that looks at the ancient number codes from a spiritual perspective to help you as a human who is really a soul who has raised its hand to God one more time and decided to come into the human experience, bringing with you the gifts, the tools, the baggage, the issues, the attitudes from other incarnations. Numerology is as old as astrology, and it is based on the concept of reincarnation, that the soul returns sometimes to the scene of the crime, you know what I mean, returns metaphorically to a new human being experience to continue its spiritual growth. And the numbers are simply codes. They have no power in themselves. They represent energies. And energies represent experiences. And after all, we are just one little thriving bundle of energy. And so the numbers help us figure ourselves out. I do interpret the ancient tarot card interpretations. The numbers 1 through 78 correlate to the 78 cards of the tool that we call tarot cards. Some people say tarot. Tarot, tarot, apples, oranges, potato, potato. Those double numbers, as you know in listening to my show, give additional insight, additional information to the basic numbers 1 through 9 that I talk about on my radio show. Now, when I do big private readings for clients, I use another system in addition to the Western numerology that I talk to you about. This system, the Chaldean system, goes back even farther, 5,000 years old, to the ancient number codes that the high spiritual minds of the teachers in that time taught, developed. And that work takes me way down deep into the soul's memory bank. Where possible, I also bring in a little astrology, and I bundle it all together for you to give you some help, some understanding about numbers, because we're looking at them constantly, day in, day out, and some are constantly repeating themselves in your face, and you're wondering, what is that about? It's on my clock, it's on my license plate, it's on my house, what is it all about? And the magical world of numbers tells you each week different aspects of number explanations to bring magic into your life. Today we're going to talk about something really special. Something different that I haven't talked to you about ever since I have been doing my show on BBS Radio in the magical world of numbers. We are going to talk about house numbers, apartment numbers. Be sure you have your pencil and paper ready. We're going to be talking about something that pretty much everyone has in some fashion. I also am going to make a big announcement in a little while, maybe somewhere in the middle of the show. Now, let's think about your house number.
Hello?
Do we have a caller?
Yes, hi.
And what is your first name?
Andrita.
Andrita, where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Are you serious, girl? Cleveland, Ohio?
Yes.
Wow, I haven't had anyone from Ohio calling in. How may I help you today?
I was trying to see what I was reading my schedule and I saw you do numbers and I was trying to see what the numbers mean. They come in my dreams. And I had a dream in particular about 180.
Well, the number 180 adds to the number 9. So initially we're going to look at the number 9, and that has to do with endings, finishing, and completions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that has to do with father issues,
mm-hmm.
issues connected to your father. The virtues that are connected to the number 9 are forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
compassion, tolerance. The ones and the eights have to do with independence and power.
Mm.
There's nothing for you to be concerned about with the number 180.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
So thanks for calling me. How sweet. From Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
All right. Keep listening.
Thank you.
You know, folks, before I continue on here, I do want to tell you about my website, ElizabethSummersLikeTheSeason.com. And on there, on the homepage, you will see a brief description of numbers and number meanings in Western numerology. And I talked to you about Western numerology, which was developed by Pythagoras about 2,600 years ago. I talked to you and used that system with you in the magical world of numbers because it's more human, more psychological, more attitudinal in its approach to number interpretations. I am an esoteric numerologer where I really employ other more spiritual interpretations to the numbers when I do my private readings, but that is just too heavy to talk about every Wednesday afternoon with you in the magical world of numbers. Let's just keep it human. And so do check out my website, ElizabethSummers.com, and on there, click on that readings and channelings and see about private readings, because it opens up incredible amount of private, practical information all about you when you have a private reading. Let's go back to that homepage one more time where all those numbers are being explained. And in the left-hand corner is a little pink box, at least it's pink on my monitor, and you will see that you can subscribe free of charge, and believe me, folks, it really is free, to my monthly newsletter talking about numbers and astrology and channeling and books to read and websites to visit for your spiritual growth. And all you need to do is click on that contact button, say, Elizabeth, sign me up. And it is done, and you will hear back from me immediately that it is done as soon as I get your email. And so here we go. House numbers. House numbers have some challenges connected to them. House numbers have some general indications of the energy that is enveloping that entire house number. And now I can hear you right away saying, but I don't live in a house. I live in an apartment. Well, we're going to touch on that too. That's okay. There are some very different angles connected to interpreting where you live. The town you live in has a number equivalent. It should correlate to one of what are called your core numbers, your vowels, your consonants, your life purpose, your maturity number, those core basic numbers, which we really, not that they are complicated, but they're kind of involved, and you would need to have information in your hands to be able to follow along. So we're not going to talk too much about that. So we're not, what we're not going to talk about today is what the town is that you live in, the vibration of your town. You would need to know all the number equivalents of those letters. We're not going to talk about the street that you live on. That does enter into house energy interpretations. We are going to talk about your house number and or your apartment building and apartment number. Those are the three things that I'm going to focus on today. Probably I will not get to post office box, which carries the energy of what you are receiving, what you are doing. When I picked my post office box here for people to mail their checks to in Niwot, which is near my hometown here, I think the postmistress thought I was a little wacko because I told her I wanted numbers that connected to the number 8. And I had her go through all of the post office boxes that were available for rent that had the number 8 in it. She presented me with a list, I'm sure, rolling her eyes in some fashion. And then I took them aside and I added them all together, and then I decided the post office box that I wanted to have that carried the energy for my work. And she smiled and she gave it to me, but you know, she thought going out the door, even though I explained to her I'm a numerologist and numbers have meaning, I don't think she really got it. So we're going to talk about those issues. Your house number, your if you're in an apartment, the building number, because it carries the energy of the whole building, and the apartment that you live in within that building. And so here we go. What you need to do is add all the numbers that are in your house number. Get them down to a single number. Now, if I was doing this for you privately in a reading, I would consider the double numbers and would get even more information. We're not even going there. So let's say that your house number adds to a number 1. This says that whoever, whatever is in that house number is very independent and very self-reliant. The number carries the energy of the house, and it supports the personalities in that house. So the number 1 house is bringing in an energy that supports independence, self-reliance, and maybe you have that issue to learn in this lifetime, and a number 1 house would help you, would support you. It really encourages individuality and courage and determination. It also brings in integrity. Integrity. I think that is a word that is glorious, that is very powerful. And I think the greatest compliment to be able to say about someone that they have integrity. The number 1 house is really excellent for someone who's very individualistic and has kind of a creative nature. It's a good house, and if it's a business, you know, this can apply to businesses also. Let's put that in the pot. If you have an office, if you're listening to me at work, and hopefully your boss is too, so you're not going to get in trouble. Looking at the number of your office, because it applies also. Leadership. Solo undertakings. This is not like a groupie sort of energy in this environment. Sometimes a person in this environment can be unduly weighted down by taking care of other people. So this is a good house number to live under because it gives you that drive, that independence to do so. So let's jot down the key phrases that are connected to a house number or an apartment number or an office number that adds down to the number one. There is leadership, innovation, new and different ideas, innovation, independence, a lot of activity. This is not a calm, quiet kind of environment. Not as bad as a five or a three, but it is, you know, active. There's courage that is energetically in that environment. And it is an energy of new beginnings. And so if you were a newlywed, you might want to move into a new house. Or if you were someone who really enjoys being single, doesn't really want partnerships, living in a one house or apartment would be great for you because it encourages singlehoodness. Now, on the opposite end of the pole, we have a number two house. And where number one is assertive and aggressive and action Jackson and what have you, the number two house is a quiet house. It is a great house for two people who want to share a space. Now, you don't have to be lovers. You don't have to be boyfriend, girlfriend, or boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend. You can be roomies. This is a partnership energy. It's a house for sharing, and like sharing anything, it's a sharing household vibration. Why? Because the number two loves peace, loves quiet. It likes harmony, doesn't like fighting. It likes contentment. And a two house carries that energy. So if someone is aggressive and fighting and what have you, they're just not going to make it in this environment because it's not conducive to that. It might settle them down in a way, huh? An aggressive or an impatient person, you know, folks, just will not do well in any house that adds to the number two. Because the number two demands patience. It really encourages a person to be sensitive, to be thoughtful, to be gentle. It also says that this person who lives in there, easy way or hard way, is going to have to pay attention to details. Is going to have to be very willing to cooperate. Sometimes people who live in a two house are very connected to each other. And again, they don't have to be lovers or in a marital type relationship. There's just a bond. In fact, if it is an 11-2 house, if the 2 has an 11 before it, when you add down all the numbers, that indicates that it is a karmic partnership, that those little souls in that 2 house, and any time I say the word house, know that it also applies to an apartment. Too much explanation all the time. Same thing. Your residence. That 11 tells me that those two little souls were together in other lifetimes and probably in a balanced way. And if there is, however, discombobulation, irritation, uproariousness in the partnership, in the two house, it's because they've been brought together one more time to bring it into balance. Setting of boundaries. Negotiate win-win situations. Be gentle with each other instead of aggression. This number two vibration is really good for the growth of a partnership, growth of a marriage. You know, it's just really not a good environment for someone who lives alone. So just there will be an undercurrent of agitation. The little soul won't be happy there. And people can say, well, you know, Elizabeth, this sounds like a bunch of hogwash. But I tell you, I have been doing this work since 1988. And I have had many clients who have moved to new houses and homes and what have you. And they have called me, especially my friends, called me as they're looking at potential houses to run the numbers by me, and some of them didn't listen. And some of them didn't work in that environment. Somehow, some way, this information is true, and it works, because it's all about symbols and codes of energy. The number two house has some challenges connected to it. For instance, the people can collect a lot of things. Too many things. We flip the garage door open and it looks like the wreck of the Hesperus. And it's usually very unorganized. These are our hoarders, our collectors. I mean, we can have seashells over here. We can have nuts and bolts over there. We can have tires and sleds and whatever over there. And they need to call in that woman from the Home and Gardens Network who does all that organizing. Call her into this little number two house. There is, again, a need for balance in all types of partnerships. In an office that is a number two, or a residence that is a number two. So our key words for the number two house is attention to details, learning to be sensitive, kind of resolving opposite end personalities, if you will, learning to cooperate with each other, using tact and diplomacy, creating win-win situations, and creating kind of a cuddly, warm, nurturing environment. The number two is one of the two numbers for mother. And the nurturing of most mothers, not all, is very warm and cuddly. The number two. So now we come to a three. As you know, if you've been listening to my program, I love the number three. The number three is that of creativity and talking and self-expression. The number three is the Empress card in tarot cards. The girl loves to shop, and so does Elizabeth. She loves happiness and the good life. It is an energy of joy, the number three. It is connected to the color yellow. And in some astrological systems, it is connected to the planet Jupiter, the planet of abundance. Now, right now, I think that Jupiter is going a little backwards in its rotation energetically, but that's going to change soon. And when it changes, the Empress card can go shopping again, because there will be windfalls and good luck and opportunity come back into the vibration of the number three. So, if the number three is your house, and my sister just bought a house, and of course you know the first thing I said to her is, what is the number of your house? Because my sister is an artist. She's a writer. She's a singer, a creative person, and lo and behold, the number of her new house is the number three. How perfect is that? So this is the fun house. Now, we're not going to call it a fun house like on Halloween, sort of fun house. or scary sort of fun house, or the fun house that's in amusement parks. We're not going to go that far, hopefully, unless you have a lot of children in the house, then you might have these issues. But a number three house is a fun house that helps to get the joy of life, to feel positive about life. The number three house brings enthusiasm and charm. It's very charming. This three house brings an abundance of creativity. The number three equals creativity, every which way but loose. But in order to be creative, we have to be balanced. In order to be creative, we need to choose an attitude of being happy. By gosh, I am going to choose to be happy today no matter what happens. I am going to find that silver lining. And I am going to have an attitude by choice of looking at the blue sky and the fluffy clouds and have an attitude of thank you, God, for all of my good luck. Because number three says good luck. The number three house encourages a person to communicate, to be in touch with its emotions, to be very creative. This is a home ruled by the number three where a person can expand its vision about life, about its life. When a person is moving through in a 9-year cycle that we talked about many, many weeks ago, we all go in 9-year cycles of human being experience, and they get into year three of their 9-year cycle, I say to them, this is your year of expansion. Watch your waistline, because somehow, some way, we can really pack on the weight when we're in a three, because it's the energy of the good life. Now, if your house number, for instance, is a 12-3, it says that your soul has been brought that house to you in order for you to experience a new attitude about happiness and creativity and expansion that might be new to you in this lifetime in comparison to other lifetimes. And so the 12-3 is that of an attitude adjustment about your attitude towards happiness and what makes you happy. I love a three house. This energy just kind of generates creativity, generates spiritual energy. Because the number three in numerology, depending upon where it shows itself, for instance, if all the vowels of your name, which are the heavy hitter codes of a person's name, if all the vowels of your name add to a number three, that tells me that that person is a naturally gifted medium. A medium is a middle person. Think of medium, middle, a middle person who can, by his or her gift, work at a spiritual energy in the spirit world with the angels and with the spirit guides, and where creativity is. That's where all creativity is. And the number three is like a little antenna dish that vibrationally goes into the spirit world, catches hold like a little butterfly net, creative ideas, intuitive ideas, spiritual ideas, and then pulls them down into the human being experience and turns them into something very concrete and practical as a human being. They're like a little satellite dish, like DirecTV, if you will. That's the number three. That's what a medium is. They're the middle person. between the spirit world and the human being world, and it's not a scary thing, and quite frankly, because I am a medium also, I love it. And I love when people come to visit with me, and I get into my, what I call my zone, and I get my little satellite dish of energy working up there, and I am able to bring information from their loved ones who've crossed to the other side into the human being experience. We all can do this. Some are just more practiced than others. Some are continuing to buy into fear that this is a bad thing, that you should not do this, that this and that and the other thing. I hope someday anyone who has that fear of talking to the angels and the loved ones who've crossed over into the white light of God's blessings, I hope someday you choose to drop your fear, because it is one of the most special, blessed, enjoyable situations you will ever experience as a human being. Oh, how she digresses. So the number three house enhances and encourages spiritual energy, especially the energy of connecting as a medium to the spirit world and bringing ideas back and do something with it. Turn them into something. This is a really a social life kind of house. This is a party house. This is a place where there is socializing, where different sorts of people come together on a social level to visit with each other. And sometimes folks, especially if it's a 213, a house that its double numbers are a 213, you know, romance can flourish in that house. As long as there is truth in that house and loyalty in that house, a 21-3 house is really a romantic house. Now, the number three is like a little hummingbird, very scattered, into this, into that, into something else. Not exactly grounded, the number three. They begin a lot of projects and don't finish too many. So there are some pitfalls connected to the number three house where there can be too much enthusiasm and too many friends and too much excitement that you can kind of like blow your circuits, if you will, get your energies all scattered, and we have what is called technically creative chaos. It's like having a lot of little hummingbirds running around. So the key words about the number three house are creativity, imagination, there's that medium, imagination, enjoyment of life, radiance. Isn't that a beautiful word? Don't you just see a little radiant moonbeam that's just glowing like a little sparkler? Radiance, I like that word. Openness and optimism and all of those attitudes will bring happiness. Before I continue on to a number four house, I have a big announcement, especially for all of you in Southern California. I am on my way. I am coming over there to see you from the Denver area in person. I'm coming to Palm Springs. I am going to be in Palm Springs teaching three workshops. August 10th, 11th, and 12th. August 10th, 11th, and 12th. And the workshops are at the Doral Desert Princess Resort in Palm Springs. I'll be there Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, and then I'm going to go on television Sunday night on one of the stations that I am an affiliate with. That is an affiliate of mine in that area. There are very limited tickets, it turns out. The workshops, I did not want to be like Yankee Stadium, so so I can give everyone personal attention, but you will learn all about you. You'll have your worksheets. We're going to talk about and teach you. I am going to teach you how to calculate your vowels and your consonants and what is your destiny and what is your life purpose. And if you're over 40, folks, you have a second life purpose called your maturity number. What is that? Wouldn't that be helpful to know what you're to be when you grow big? And we'll be talking about a couple other fun things while I'm in that workshop. The workshop goes about two and a half hours. And I never shut up. I never stop. We do not take any breaks because we're all so excited. What comes next? What comes next? So if you would like tickets to my workshops, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, in Palm Springs at the Doral Desert Princess Resort, and it is fabulous, folks, you need to call me. Let me give you that phone number, 303-702-5420. 303-702-5420. I do not have this posted as an event on my website, so feel free to email me or call me, but I would love to chat and visit and teach you in person in August. And as we go through the next couple weeks, I will also be coming to Santa Fe, New Mexico, all through at the end of July, at the end of August, into September, to teach workshops also. So if you are interested in and in the Santa Fe, New Mexico area, I have lots of clients, private clients in Santa Fe, in Taos, in that entire area. Call me also, and we will get you started, because I do not like huge, huge groups. I like to teach people, maybe 50 people at a time, so that everyone has my attention. So tickets are limited, and folks, they are on a first-come, first-served basis. So Southern California, I'm on my way in August. Santa Fe, New Mexico, I'm on my way at the end of July, August, and September. Let's get back to house numbers. What if you live in a house that's a four, or an apartment, or an office that's a four? Now, the thoughts just occurred to me that maybe you do not have a number in your office. Maybe you have a letter, like the sweet B or sweet F, something like that. You would need to know the number equivalent of that letter, and then that would carry the energies that I'm talking about. And that would be too much to really run through this afternoon. A four house is a house that will give you security, stability. For instance, if you have a four birthday number, you're going to love being in a four house. A three birthday number in a three house might put you in a little bit of overload, all those hummingbirds running around energetically. A four house represents security and stability. It brings a kind of a down-to-earth living, very practical, solid foundation for your future. Order, economy, budget. This is not a fluffy foo-foo house. I like to walk around and see people's landscaping, because a lot of times I can tell about the personalities in the household by their outside landscaping. Some are romantic people. They have all of the little garden. Some are very left-brain, very tailored, very contemporary, no-nonsense, stones and grass. That's what we have here. I can also walk into a person's house, and just by looking at the furniture placement in that house, I can tell if they're left-brain people or right-brain people. I can tell their temperament and pretty much the numbers of their temperament, or if they are right-brain people and or the temperaments. I have a pretty good success rate about all that. So the number four people like order. They like economy in this household. It kind of is a household that really has an energy connected to it of steady employment for the people who live there. These folks are not out of work too much. They can actually be workaholics attitudinally. It is an energy where there's a common goal in this house. We're going to save for our retirement. We're going to save to send the kids to college. We're going to plan this. We're going to do that, this and that and the other thing. This is the house where you want to have an energy that you feel like you want to build something. If you have a garden, it is very organized and structured, and the edges are all cut out, if you will. Family matters, affairs with relatives are going to demand a lot of practical management. Practical is the key word here. You know, a four house is kind of a serious vibration. It is kind of a refuge for people who really are not afraid of discipline. Doesn't mean you have to be in the Marine Corps, military, whatever. But there's an orderliness that is energetically in a four house. And quite frankly, not always a lot of flexibility. This is not an adventuresome, risk-taking vibration that we just go for it attitude. Security and stability. You know, I would say to people who live in a four house that maybe they should kind of loosen up a little bit, get a little wild and crazy, and buy a bigger barbecue pit or something of that nature. Get one of those fire things. Get a little adventuresome. Step out of the box. So the key words for a four house are stability. These folks plan for the future. And we should all pray for them that they get there. Sometimes I think people are so focused on retirement, planning down the road, and then they die when they're 36, and all that planning and all that they did without waiting in preparation for 60, 70, 80, 90, they missed the joy of part of their life. It's all about balance, isn't it? Plan, but loosen up and have some fun. Frugal. Frugality to me is fear-based. Yes, we have to ask ourselves, do I need this? Do I want this? But a lot of times people penny pinch because they are afraid that there's not enough. And that's a deep subconscious fear that's probably coming from childhood that was imprinted upon them. And can even be a past life memory in the cellular memory. And it is the total antithesis of an abundant, loving God force. Mother, Father, God gives us constant abundance. The universe always says yes to us. But our attitude jumps in there and has a deep subconscious attitude of, Not enough. What is enough? The universe always says yes. Not always in the way that we think we're going to get the yes. And so the next step is it says, just be open-minded. We're getting it to you in a zig and a zag. Just be open and ask that you recognize it when it happens. Do we have a caller? No. Thought I heard a caller. Now we move to a number five, the total opposite of the number four. Three on one side, five on the other. And if someone feels stuck, if their life is not moving along, get yourself into a five property. The five is Action Jackson. The number five sometimes can give certain people hives. The number five house is activity and movement, and above all, change. You have to be flexible if you live in a five property. There can be a lot of out-of-town trips. The phone is ringing. This is an excellent property for communication, for sales, for networking. Hustle and bustle. If you're the kind that doesn't like a lot of activity, stay out of a five. Because you're the one that'll get hives. A five house is a hub of activity. It lends itself to a lot of talking, a lot of gathering of different people, a lot of different experiences, information coming in from all sources, and all ethnic cultures. People who have a lot of fives either in their chart, sometimes in their phones, in their post office boxes, in their lives, 555, are people who can draw, who are broad-minded, who are being encouraged to be broad-minded, and therefore they travel a lot, either mentally or physically travel a lot, and expose themselves to ethnic cultures that are different than their own. Anyone who lives in a five does not like routine. It's hard to keep routine when you're in a five house because it's one of constant change. The key word is change. Coming and going, and sudden change. Just when you think you've settled down, boop, something else happens energetically. And so the five house really encourages resourcefulness, exploration of how to use your resources better. And resources are not just money. Resources are creativity and friends and opportunities and money. The word enterprise is connected to the number five. Promoting yourself is that of a number five. Variety is the norm. Sometimes it leads to chaos, folks. Sometimes it leads, all this variety leads to hectic living. And that's when you just stop, you bolt the door, you put the chains on it, you turn the music off, and you just sit and you breathe a little bit. Conditions rarely remain the same in a five house. There is many, usually, not always, but usually, there can be the potential for many a romantic outing taking place in a five house. There are two numbers connected to the physical body. The one that is connected to the sexual aspect of the physical body, yep, you got it, the number five. So this number five energetically is very magnetic, impulsive, very enthusiastic, very sexually minded, not necessarily loyal because it likes the adventure of a lot of partners. It likes the sexuality and the freedom and the non-commitment that is connected to the number five. Sometimes between you and I, you know, people who live in a number five can talk a good game. Because the number five is the number of talking, talking, talking. They can talk a good game and really can produce. And we'll just leave it at that. So watch out, folks. A number five person in their house can be fast talking, can be a very enthusiastic salesperson. And if you're in partnership with someone who's in that house, see if those characteristics are not displayed or encouraged, if you will. They're kind of intensified. What if that person has a five personality? 5 or 14, 5 or 23, 5 birthday number. And they're living in a five house. It's like pouring salt on the wound. Now, there are some challenges in a five house, and one and the main one is that it requires patience. There does come a point when your soul says, would you please slow down? And if you don't slow down, your physical body will slow you down, and you just need to get a little bit of a nap. A five house can really create an energy that sharpens your instincts. as I've said before, anyone who wants to live a celibate life, do not live in a five house or apartment. You will be salmon swimming upstream. The key aspects of the number five house. Risk-taking. Publishing. People who are writers or self-publish their books. Publishing is great for a five place. Wonderful for sales. A lot of personal magnetism is energized. Needs a lot of variety. Kind of bohemian, folks. Nonconformist, if you will. Live in a five house. Thinking about the sixth house, and we'll probably have to continue talking about the sixth house next week, and we will do 6, 7, 8, and 9 because each of them has their own little characteristics. But a six, the number six, is the lover's card in tarot cards. And it kind of says it all right there. This is a family energy. It is like the Leave It to Beaver sort of vibration, if you will. So next week, we will spend more time talking about the wonderful loving energy of a sixth house. Remember, I'm coming to Southern California, and I'm coming to Santa Fe, New Mexico. Anyone who wants to come to my workshop in Palm Springs, and if you're flying in, folks, and people do this, you fly into Ontario International Airport. That's going to get you the closest. But you need to call me for your tickets. Checks? Okay. You can pay for it with your credit card on my website. That's fine, and I would love to talk to you personally and tell you all about what you can expect. They are always wonderful fun. I've been teaching these workshops for 10 years, and I focus on helping you understand you. By all means, go to my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Order that free to you Little Bits and Numbers newsletter. Know that I am always available to you for private readings to help you maybe straighten out some situations that are going on in your life that just pop off the page to me as an esoteric numerologist. We deal with it. You know how to deal with it. You understand it. And we move on in peace and harmony. You know, there's a universal law that applies to everybody that says life happens as it should. There are no mistakes and no accidents. And it's all part of the lessons of life that directing you to your destiny and to your higher purpose. And numerology teaches you what that higher purpose is. And so until next week, know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things, and thanks for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.
Is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.